Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Are you freaking kidding me? The 49ers win one of the games of the year, game of the year for the 49ers for sure. Brock Purdy, 10 touchdowns in two games. Niners come out on top with a defensive stop. That's probably the most improbable thing about this entirety of this game. The defense actually did something good. It came down to 3 yards and 3 seconds, and, you know, they kind of ran the clock out on themselves. The Bears were so convinced they could do whatever the hell they wanted to do, and they were wrong. They were wrong. The 49ers defense did what it needed to do, and here's, like, the thing that I kept going back to over and over and over again. You look at the accumulation of the 49ers 2025 season, which is just weird. This game was a microcosm of the first quarter of the season when you started off 3-0 and the defense was giving you shutouts at the end of the fourth quarter and doing whatever it had to do to win late in fourth quarter games. You saw that. You had the massive injuries, right? You lose Trent Williams on the very first play, which was a pick six. Ricky Pearsall's injured, out and in. Christian McCaffrey struggling with the back on the side. You've got Upton Stout's got a concussion. You've got all the injuries. And then the kind of last quarter of the season, right, really last half of the season, the offense is just humming and playing some of the best offensive football in the entire NFL. And probably the stat that is the most crazy to me, the 49ers had 22 first downs at the half. At the half. An average first down, like if you look at betting spreads and stuff, like we bet here, right? 16 to 17 first downs per game. The 49ers had 22 first downs at the half. Only six teams who played this week had more than 22 first downs. 49ers did that at halftime, right? You're talking 28 teams now, 30 teams have played. Six teams got over 22 first downs. 49ers did it at half. They finished with 32 first downs. The offensive just gauntlet. Answering. Over and over again. Brock Purdy, are you freaking kidding me? And the big picture of all this, we'll get to the comments, the super chats, all those different things. The 49ers have one game. One game at home for the number one seed in the NFC. Makes no sense with what this season's been through. Makes no sense. No George Kittle, right? No Trent Williams. Ricky Pearsall, not 100%. You keep showing Fred Warner and Nick Bosa in street clothes on the side. Like, this is just, it's weird. Like, do you believe in miracles, right? Like, it's one of those just weird as hell moments that makes no sense. But for some reason, this team has just whatever it takes. You can win with great offense. You can win with great special teams. You can win with a shitty-ass defense that is terrible, and you're doing everything you can, and penalties, and giving free first downs, busted coverages, brain-dead plays, whatever else. But you do enough to win it at the end. And, yeah, you could say you got lucky. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Both of those two teams that played tonight, the Bears and the 49ers, are good teams. The Bears were the 2 seed before this game. They are no longer. Actually, are they still the 2 seed? They are. They still are the 2 seed. The 49ers are the 5 seed. You have the second most wins in the NFL, and you're the 5 seed. but you control your own destiny. You beat Seattle next week, home field advantage throughout with a bye week. Oh my gosh, man. What an incredible game. The 49ers go out there, win 42-38. 80 points. 80 freaking points. Are you kidding me? What a game. The game that's probably closest to this that I can remember is that 2019 Saints game where George Kittle had the 4th and 2. Jimmy G hits him. You know, it takes like all these guys to tackle him, the face mask, all that stuff. That's the closest. Like, this game was just pure entertainment start to finish. You start the game off with a pick six. Trent Williams, Hall of Famer, out. Played one snap. And for the most part, Kyle Shanahan was able to mitigate the loss of Trent Williams by chipping and everything, you know, helping out Austin Pleasance at left. Austin Pleasance was not, you didn't lose, but if you did lose, would not have been the reason why you lost. He played overall good game. And, you know, the few times you didn't chip for him, he got beat. He's a backup left tackle. And really, he's not even our backup left tackle. Our backup left tackle, Spencer Burford, he's playing left guard. He's the backup left tackle. And didn't play bad. Did not play bad. Nobody on offense played bad. Defense, is a different story. That's a different story. Let's get a couple super chats. I'm so pumped. We're going to be here for a minute. I'm home at the mothership. I didn't go to the game. I still got family in town, so I wanted to make sure I could spend time with family. So let's stay here. Let's get your comments, your super chats, all these different things. We're going to talk. We're going to go through stats, players of the game. Los Gatos, are you kidding me? We got to talk about Jake Tonchus. Dude, anytime George Kittle gets hurt, Jake Tonchus just turns into primetime freaking Jimmy Graham out there just receiving beast. Anyway, Nate, thank you for the super chat. So stoked after being so stressed at the end there. That was fun. Like, there's different types of fans. I've talked about this in the past, right? Where, like, are you the type of person that just gets amped up? Are you pissed? Are you mad? Are you celebrated? Are you nervous? You know, and you do all these like rush road trips with everybody, and it's so awesome. And, you know, you go to the games with people and you learn, like, man, there are different types of fans. Even whenever I coach, I was this way. I'm dropping F-bombs. I don't cuss a lot on this show. I'm cussing. I'm standing up. The dog's going crazy. I'm pissed off at blown coverages. And God, I was losing my mind at D-winners at the end there. Oh, my gosh. It is 4th and 5. You're the hook-to-curl defender, and you don't see the curl? You didn't even see the player. Like, you're dropping back to the left, 5 to 7 yard drop, right, to your left side, to the hook to curl zone, and he doesn't even look to the left. He looks opposite way, and they catch it right behind him, and he had never even saw the player. Like, that was one of the worst plays. Oh, my gosh. And there were a lot of bad plays by the 49ers defense. But, yeah, I'm with you, Nate. So stressful, but that's why we love sports. Like, you got to go through the highs and lows of the game, and it's whenever you think there's no hope, and then you somehow come out on top. That's what being a fan's about. Like, you have to have a smile on your face. And, like, this is one of those, I remember that game win, right? I remember that game win. And then somebody's like, man, do you remember? There was no Trent Williams. There was no George Kittle. There was no Nick Bosa. There was no Fred Warner. And somehow they still did it. Like, this is one of those moments. I've been doing this. I don't even know what show this is. This is show 1,580. Of the 49ers Rush podcast. And I'm telling you right now, as somebody who's done over 1,500 of these damn podcasts, and I love it, and I appreciate every single person that's here. Thank you. This is memorable. Like, you will remember this game. You will talk to your kids. You will be with your buddies drinking, playing cornhole or whatever, you know, years from now and say, man, I remember this one game where Brock Purdy made this play. I swear he made three people miss. Looked like he was scrambling. Threw it last second to Kyle Juszczyk in the corner of the end zone. It was like, it was just crazy, man. And we're going to try to explain it. Can't do it justice. That's this game. Like, we just did that. And that is just really, really cool. And on top of that, the year isn't over. Like, this was playoff atmosphere to a T. Sunday night football, prime time. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, just, it was a crazy, crazy game. And you got another one against a division opponent for the same thing at stake. Number one seed, division freaking championship, bye week, home field throughout the playoff. Like, the stakes just go up. It goes to 11, right? Like, that's it. Thank you, Adam. Adam Smith fan. What's up, man? Let's talk some freaking, I can talk some economics. Let's go, baby. But thank you so much for the super sticker. You are the best. Tommy, my man, just want to say, been thinking a lot about you lately. Tommy, hope you and your dad are doing okay, and we love you, man. And just want to let you know our thoughts and prayers are with you. But, man, 49ers definitely helping out. Appreciate the super chat. It says, this defense is useless as a butt on an elbow. The defense is really, really bad. You look at it, the Browns go 6 of 12 on third down. That's elite. They go 2 of 2 on fourth down. That's elite. My biggest problem with the defense was the horrible tackling and the stupid-ass penalties. Kalia Davis and Etur Gross Matos jump off sides. And maybe contact happened. Maybe it didn't. Maybe the play should have been blown dead. Don't really care about that. You jump off sides, you fucking play till the end of the whistle. You don't jump off sides and feel bad for yourself and stand there with your hands on your hips and watch a 40-yard touchdown be completed over. You know, you screwed up because you're undisciplined. You don't quit. So if you jump off sides, you keep playing. Both of those knuckleheads jumped off sides, free touchdown, and just stood there like idiots. Just stood there. Now, can Tatum Bethune cover? No. Can Tatum Bethune keep his composure? Also, no. Would have been third down in the fourth quarter. Would have been like third and five. Starts a shoving match with the rookie, and the rookie baits him into a penalty. Free first down. Stupid. Stupid. Another third down or fourth down play. Bryce Huff lines up off sides. Lines up off sides. Stupid. Like, so many different plays where it's like, okay, you're not a good defense. You're not. Don't pretend that you are. You just got to get a couple stops. You got three and outs in the first half, and then you finally got your very first stop at the end. Plus, you held them to that field goal. That kind of counts in a game like this, right? Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet, then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. Well, Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. They also give you a VPN to stay private, antivirus to block threats, a password manager to keep your login safe, and spam call protection to cut off scammers. That's my favorite thing. I used to get these calls all the time. It's been cut. It's done since I signed up with Aura. So if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura for free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That is enough time for Aura to start removing all your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today, aura.com/remove, and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's Aura, aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
You did enough. You did enough. But you can't tackle the penalties. Shoot, we're not even lining up. People are taking each other out of the game, and it's fourth quarter, fourth down, and you got to waste a timeout. Like, so many different situations where it was just like, dude, what are you doing? Robert Saleh did not call a good game, and this will, even though it's a win, this will fall under the category of times quality offensive coordinators have taken Robert Saleh to a woodshed. They had 440 yards. They had nine drives. They scored on, is that right? It says total drives, nine. So they scored five. Yeah, they scored five times. One, two, three, four, five, six times. So they scored on six out of nine drives. That's it. Like, not good. Almost 7 yards per play. Now, rushing, you gave up 5 yards per rush attempt, but they only ran the ball 22 times. That was a mistake by them. Niners ran it 34 for 200. Holy shit. 5.9 yards per carry. Golly, we'll talk about that in a minute. But, and I said this on Larry's show. I said, Larry, and, you know, shout out to Krug. He's one of the best, not the best to ever do it. Love what he does in the Bay Area, the radio. Like, we were recording yesterday, and he said, what do you think the biggest thing about this game is? I said, red zones, red zone touchdowns. Whichever team wins red zone touchdowns, that's going to win the game. He said turnovers. Not a bad way to go. Well, I'm going to bring this up on Larry's show next week. 49ers lost the turnover battle, right? Pick six on the opening game. Didn't force one turnover. Didn't get one sack. Didn't even touch Caleb Williams ever. But the Bears go 1 for 3. 1 for 3 in the red zone. The 49ers, 5 for 5. We're talking Arby's, beef and cheddar, 1996. 5, 4, 5. Like, y'all remember those commercials? I know I ain't the only fat one over there. Y'all have Arby's out here. Like, 5 for 5 in the red zone? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Turns out Larry is right most of the time. I was right this time. I want to bring it up, so y'all got to remind me. But Larry was right about a lot more stuff. Tommy, back to you again, man. We own Painted Nails Clowns. I don't think we own. Caleb Williams torched the hell out of us. He did lose the game. But, you know, that's a team I do not want to play again. Like, you look at the NFC playoffs, and you already know the 6 out of 7 teams. There's only 8 possible teams. I'm telling you right now, like, the 2 teams I do not want to play is the Rams, even though I'll play them. But, like, if you could ask me, like, okay, what games do you not want to play? I don't want to play the Rams, and I don't want to play the Bears. I have no problem with Seattle. I have no problem with Philly. I have no problem with Carolina. That would be my number one choice. No problem with the Packers, and no problem with the Bucks. I don't think we match up well against the Bucks personally, but whatever. But, like, if you're asking me, the Rams would be the number one, and then the Bears would be number two. Not a team I want to play again. And it's not so much because of what the Bears do. It's their coach. Ben Johnson just cooks the hell out of Robert Saleh, D'Amico Ryans, all those, like, everybody that's part of this cover three, whatever, he just kills them. He kills them. But, yeah, you beat them. And you look at the stats for Caleb Williams, 25 of 42, 330 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, no sacks. That's a badass game. Plus, he rushed 5 times for 18 yards. Like, Caleb played awesome. He played really well. Now, the difference, excuse me, Brock Purdy maybe had the best game of the year, and that's with the pick six. 24 of 33, 303 yards, 9.2 yards per pass. That's crazy. 3 touchdowns, the 1 pick, 1 sack for 7 yards, 118 passer rating, 6 rush attempts for 28 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Kyle Shanahan's calling zone reads in the middle of the field, and it's working. He's calling zone reads in the red zone. It is working. Like, Brock Purdy, man. Oh, my gosh. Just absolute incredible. I cannot remember, and I feel like I said this last week at the Indy game, even though I had a lot of beers. Was that the best quarterback game that we have seen from a 49ers quarterback? I don't know, since Colin Kaepernick in the playoffs against the Packers. Like, you guys help me out. This game was better than last week. Now, that pick six maybe pulls it down, but the plays that Brock was making, and you look at just 49ers go 7 of 10 on third downs, 1 of 1 on fourth downs, 5 for 5 in the red zone. I'm sorry, man. This is what Brock Purdy is doing right now. Obviously, if you held this pace, like 10 touchdowns in 2 games, that's stupid. That is just, it makes no sense how good he is playing, like, at all. And, you know, the 49ers schedule comes out. Here we go. The 49ers are playing Saturday, so it's going to be a short week. The 49ers play the Saturday night game against the Seahawks. So you've got Bucks, Carolina to start off Saturday. Then you've got 49ers at Seattle Saturday night. Then, you know, the rest of the schedule, and they're going to close out the Sunday night game is the Ravens versus Steelers. I love this for the 49ers. One, it's a short week, but whatever. It's a short week for Seattle, too, who played earlier today, but they have to travel. But I love this because even if you lose, now you get an extra day's rest, probably. Well, actually, you might not because you're probably going to be playing the other Saturday opponent, but eventually, that extra day will pan out. So I like this. The 49ers are scheduled to play Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, so that'd be 5 p.m. Man, I like that. I did not want that Sunday night game just because it gives you such a disadvantage. So I love the Saturday game. You're already in the playoffs no matter what. You get the one seed plus an extra day plus a bye week if you win. And if you lose, probably going to be that 5 or 6 seed, probably going to be the 6 seed and travel to Philly. So, wow, man, just absolutely incredible. And, you know, I do have to put this out there. We are going to have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout Tuesday. Have to do a unique time. It's going to be at 5 p.m. So 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. I had a poster made, but I had to change it. I got to help my wife with a work event later that night. But we scheduled this a month ago with the people that come to our Zoom hangout. So we spent an hour together on Zoom. This is my time to listen to you. And so go sign up the 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. The link is in the description of the video. We spend an hour just talking. It's one of the coolest communities. We've done this for about 5 years now, and the community has just grown. So you can come join, get to know some 49ers people. We bounce stuff off. We get to know each other personally. It's just an hour of communal time where you get to see the people if you want to. You can mute your camera or mute your mic and whatever else, and you just watch and have a good time. And we got a 7-day free trial. This is the best time to sign up. You get every single play, offense, defense, special teams, coaches tape, all 22 as soon as you sign up for a week. Come to the Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout. And you get our bets of the week, which we do every single week. We've been killing it lately, by the way. So all you got to do is go sign up. And if, you know, after a week, cancel, don't cost you a penny. We ain't going to give you a hard time. But if you like it, stay and support us because that's how we pay our bills. And man, I really hope everybody took the chance and bet with us because holy freaking cow, another good week. Guys, we have been working with MyBookie for almost 8 years now, and it doesn't matter what it is that you want to bet on. You want a casino, you want to bet on football, draft, over-unders, player props, basketball, baseball, politics, you name it, they got it all. So go to MyBookie, use promo code 49ers, and you're going to get a bet back bonus, which means when you bet something and you click to opt in and you don't win that bet, you get it all back. Comes with a one-time rollover, which is like nothing. And again, this is a site that you can trust because we've been using them all the time. And if you're one of those people that's just like, I don't even know what to do, I don't know where to find the stuff, whatever else, well, we take care of that for you as well. Over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page, we post our weekly season-long draft bets, everything 49ers, every single week. We post them on Friday or Saturday, depending on the game. And so, and we walk you through. We have how-to videos, how to do a teaser bet, how to do parlays, all that different stuff. So if you want to get involved and you want to check it, bet anything, anytime at MyBookie and use promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS for your bet back bonus. You're in charge. All right. Shout out to the recovery. Thanks for the super chat. John, all we need is a couple stops a game for this defense. Wow, what a game. You got one stop in the second half, and you got 3 stops kind of in the first half. Time ran out on that one, so that was kind of weird. But that was it. And, you know, you look at the Colts game, you got 4 stops defensively. You look at this game, you got 4 stops defensively. This defense is really bad, and I don't see it getting better. Like, you were at its healthiest point this week. Upton Stout went out. Obviously, I'd prefer Upton Stout over Chase Lucas, but it's not that big of a drop-off. You have the veteran experience. That penalty by Chase Lucas in the fourth quarter was stupid as hell, but whatever. The defense ain't going to get better. Now, the question is, what other offenses out there can keep pace with the 49ers? That's the question. And again, going back to the teams that I quote-unquote want to play or don't want to play, it's the offenses that I think can keep pace, the Bears and the Rams. I think those are the only two. And so that's why those are those two teams where I'm like, yeah, not that I'm like scared of them or like, oh, whatever else. But like, if you rank them, like, would you rather play this team or this team? Those are the two. With the offense playing the way they're playing right now, worst case is a fourth quarter shootout that comes down like we did today. And, you know, if the Bears and the 49ers play, man, they 10 times, they might split that 5-5. That could have gone either way. Really could have. You take away that pick six, and maybe that feels a little bit more like the Colts game, but that is something that happened. And that's a reality there. But, yeah, the defense doesn't have to win games. The defense just got to get a couple stops. Got to get some negative plays against the other side. The penalties and the busted coverages and whatever else. I mean, the third and 16 and nobody's within 5 yards of a simple comeback route. Like, oh, yeah, it was a bad time to go cover two man under. 49ers never run that. And they tried it. And, yeah, it was rough. But, yeah, I'm with you. Defense don't have to do much. Just got to do something. Monkey, appreciate you, buddy. We expect it, but CMC be such a workhorse is crazy. His cuts this game were amazing. Christian McCaffrey goes 23 carries, 140 yards, 6.1 yards per carry, one touchdown. That 41-yard rush was incredible. Incredible. Then you look at him in the passing game, 4 catches, 41 yards. We bet him over 42 yards. We miss it by 1 yard. Ugh, a little upset there. But 10 yards per carry on 6 targets. And, you know, you hated seeing a week ago, you know, he had back tightness. And then this game, you're seeing the doctor on the sideline massaging that back muscle. You see him out there just straining, pulled himself out of the game a bunch of times. Brian Robinson, 4 carries, 22 yards, had a 15-yard carry and 1 catch for 6 yards on one. But I think Brian Robinson got a lot more snaps than kind of what he's been getting. But it's just like, man, okay, so you mean tell me Christian McCaffrey, his back's tight, he's tired, and all this stuff, but it's the most productive game he's had this year? Figure that out. The Bears are not a quality defense by any stretch, but they're not a bad defense either. But, man, yeah, you're talking now back-to-back. This is the fourth game this year where Christian McCaffrey has averaged over 5 yards per carry. It's only happened 4 times this year. Now, it's happened back-to-back weeks. Last week for the 49ers against Indy, he averaged 5.6. Tonight, he averaged 6.1, which is his second best of the season. He averaged 6.2 yards per carry against the Arizona Cardinals. But you're talking 4 times this season, right? You've now played 16 games. 4 times he's averaged over 5 yards per carry. And so, again, getting hot at the right moment, that's great. And, yeah, those jump cuts and just how fluid he was. There was one play on the goal line. I think it was in the third quarter. Somebody had a complete missed block. It was like 3rd and 2. And he made this guy jump cut to the right. Guy didn't even touch him. Jump cut to the left. Linebacker missed. He got 5 yards. Not a highlight, not going to be on ESPN, not going to see it much on Twitter or YouTube or Instagram or TikTok, whatever. You're not going to see it. But it was such a crucial play because that should have been a TFL. It was 100% just Christian McCaffrey making people miss with all-out effort, vision, and just laying it all on the line. Christian McCaffrey, amazing. Now, if you're going to ask me who's the player of the game, I think that's pretty damn simple. Brock Purdy is the player of the game. Number 2 would be CMC. And number 3, Los Gatos, baby. Jake Tonches, 7 catches, 60 yards, 1 touchdown on 9 targets. Had that one drop, which he was upset about. But, man, do not be upset, Jake Tonches. You are the freaking man. Getting good blocks out there. Not Kittle-esque blocks, but he just shows up. Like, oh, you need me to play? Cool. I'll be awesome. You got to find a way to make Jake Tonches happen, though. When Kittle can play, the idea of just benching, and we've seen Shanahan do this with Jordan Mason and, you know, lots of other, like Kendrick Bourne, like, oh, sorry, the other guy's back. You're on the shelf. Close the cupboard. We ain't going to use you at all. Why? Like, Jake Tonches can be used. I understand he's not a great blocker. I get that. But, man, he is a weapon in space with those hands. He's a weapon. Use the freaking weapon. Luis, the secret weapon. Like, that is there. I really wish that we would use him more and trust Los Gatos to go do his thing. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the super sticker. You are the freaking man. Much appreciated, my friend. Z-Tag, what's up, man? Says, good luck next week. Seahawks ain't letting you do that. Do you know about Brock Purdy against the Seahawks? Do you know? I don't think Brock Purdy's lost to them. I really, really don't. Maybe he has, but I don't think that he has. I'm pulling this up now. Brock Purdy, he hasn't played that long, so I'm going to pull up the career playoff tracker because this is important. All right, the one time they played in the playoffs, he beat them, and that rained that game too, and he beat them 41-23. Let's see here. Beat them this year. That's 2-0. All right. You lost to them in week 11, 17-20. You lost by 3. So you're 2-1. You beat them 3-1. Let's see here. 4-1. 5-1. Let's see here. 6-1. So he's 6-1 for his career against Seattle. Now, and Seattle's great. I think Seattle has the best defense of any team in the playoffs, NFC playoffs. I don't really care about the AFC. Somebody could argue with me there. But I would say legitimately, the Seattle defense is the best defense in the NFL, in the NFC. And that's playoff bound. Brock Purdy just does Brock Purdy things against them, though. But it's going to be tough. I plan on being at that game Saturday night. I cannot freaking wait for the one seed. Are you kidding me? Jeff Tonjes stepping up was huge. Just what he has done. And you're talking about a guy that was an undrafted free agent, got no playing time. Dude just did not play. 2022, he played 4 games for the Bears. For the Bears, that was the team he was on as an undrafted free agent. Had 1 target, no catches. 2023, didn't even play. Wasn't even on an active roster. Last year, 2024, played in 16 games, no targets. This year, he's got 27 catches, 233 yards, 4 touchdowns. And then you go out there and you add 7 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown. Like, dude is just playing unbelievable numbers. He's just one of those guys that I want to be around for a very, very long. How old is Mr. Los Gatos? He's 26. Dude, lock this cat up. And the good news is he's only got 3. I don't even know if that counts as accrued season. He's got 2 accrued seasons. So he's going to be a restricted free agent. He ain't going nowhere for 2 more years. Like, that is cool. Like, okay, you're tied at 3, locked up, done. Luke Farrell, he does his job. He ain't going to do anything in the receiving game, but special teams, run blocking, pass protection, like, he's good at those things, and he has gotten a lot better. I know a lot of people were really upset at Luke Farrell after the first month of the season. Understand, once Kittle came back and, like, all those, like, he's been fine. Has he been worth the contract that was given out? I don't know about that, but he ain't been bad. He ain't been bad. Michael Pickle, my man. The good man. Appreciate you, brother. Happy to see you. Hope you and the girl are good. Hope you and the fam are good. Yeah, man. My buddy. My buddy. It's good to see you, man. 49er Fisherman. Thanks for the super chat. Big J, call me crazy, but did Austin Pleasance play really well? He did. Now, I don't want to say really well. Austin Pleasance is not a great scheme fit. He's huge, gigantic, and he's a mauler. He gets a lot of movement in the run game. And you think about a lot of the biggest runs of the game were right off that left side. He's a run blocker. Got some of the heaviest feet in the NFL. Can he block in space very well? No. Is he good against speed rush? No. Did he play well? Yes. Did he play really well? I'd go just a smidge below that because you had to have a chip over there helping him on every single pass play. And the 2 times you didn't, got Brock Purdy sacked once and hit another time. So, but yeah, if the Niners lost this game, and let's say they were on, you know, the last play of the game went a different way, and the 49ers lost to the Bears last second, you didn't lose because Austin Pleasance. He was serviceable with a little extra juice because he helped in the run game. Now, is he a better run blocker than Trent? No. He's not better at anything than Trent. But it wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad at all. So, yeah, thank you, 49er Fisherman. You're the man. Right here, Isaac, thank you, my man. He says, sup, John. What's up with Eric Kendricks? He is going to be the backup mic and special teamer. That's just what it's going to be. Tatum Bethune pissed me off a lot this game. But the one thing you have to say is, like, pretty good at the run game. Now, that one huge rushing touchdown where he had three missed tackles. Tatum Bethune, that was on him. Another rushing touchdown out there on the perimeter to the right, which I think were like the 2-yard line or whatever. That was on D. Winters, even though he still could have made the play. D. Winters is the problem. D. Winters is not playing very well. He was bad pretty much all game. D. Winters was bad. He was very bad. In his zone drops, his run game, missed tackles, screen game, misreads. D. Winters was bad. Eric Kendricks, he's just taking Mike's snaps. That's all that there is to it. And Eric Kendricks not even taking backup Sam snaps. You got Luke Gifford as your starting Sam. And then you've got a, what's his name? Wanham? Waller. Not Waller. Gosh, I don't want to miss this. I got it over here somewhere. Where is it at? He's the stud special teamer. He's got a tackle on here, doesn't he? Oh, man. Yeah, Garrett Wallow. There it is. Number 43. He's the backup Sam guy. So Eric Kendricks not taking backup Will snaps. He's not taking backup Sam snaps. He is just taking backup Mike snaps. So you won't see Eric Kendricks unless Tatum gets hurt. And what the 49ers thinking there is, look, what is our idea defensively? We're not great. But if we can get a couple stops and make teams a little bit one-dimensional, maybe we can. Tatum Bethune helps with that because he is an A-plus run defender. Maybe it wasn't today, but still made a lot of quality run stops. And he even got one good coverage play, which it's bad to say it like that. I didn't mean it to be an insult, but you got one positive pass, you know, coverage play from Tatum Bethune, 4-8 out there, but that was about it. Kendricks is the better cover guy. I wouldn't mind Kendricks getting more playing time, but you're basically saying, look, if we can stop the run and force teams to throw, eventually we'll get a sack. Eventually we'll get an interception, you know, whatever. But that just hasn't been the case. And you can put teams in 3rd-and-13, 3rd-and-12, 3rd-and-16, 3rd-and-11. Don't give a damn. Everybody's converting with ease, whether that's Phillip Rivers, whether that's Caleb Williams, 3rd-and-whatever, doesn't matter. Every other quarterback you face, you make look like Brock Purdy on 3rd-and-downs. So I don't know. And you're looking at, you're playing Sam Darnold next week. Guess what? They're one of the better run teams in the NFL. So benching Tatum Bethune for Eric Kendricks, I don't think makes sense next week either. Yeah, Kendricks, elite cover guy, has been his entire career. Lots of veteran experience. Tatum Bethune, elite run guy. Niners have made their choice, and they're going to ride or die with Tatum Bethune unless he gets hurt. I think that's the only way Kendricks sees the field outside of special teams, which he's been good on special teams. He really has. Butter, appreciate you, man. John, where could I get that faithful hat? Love you, John. Love you too, man. I got this off of Fanatics when it dropped, but it sold out. Like, I bought it. I was just surfing the web one day, but I got it off the NFL Fanatics thing, which I never try to buy off of, but I'm a fan of fans, so the faithful hat, yeah, I had to rep this one, man. It's like my favorite hat just because I'm a fan of fans. It's what we are here. We're not an insider. I'm not a beat reporter. Don't want to do that. I'm a fan. I'm a 49ers fan. I'm biased as hell, and I do not check that at the door. I am here to talk and celebrate with other 49ers fans and celebrate a badass freaking football game. And now the 49ers get to play for the number one seed next week. It's the faithful, baby. That's everything we do, from our rush road trips to our podcast, to our Zoom hangouts. Everything that we do is, how do we build a better community? How do we increase the fan experience for the fan? And I feel like this hat falls in line with it. My wife makes fun of me, and she says this is my good husband hat. And so she says she likes it whenever I wear my good husband hat, which it says faithful, right? She takes it as about her. It's not about her. This is about her. Even my ring's red, but that's what it is. Now, if you, and I will say this, I fully expect the 49ers to be the one seed. I fully expect the 49ers to have home field advantage throughout, including the Super Bowl. I fully expect the 49ers. In fact, I put a bet in this morning for the 49ers to win the NFC, to win the NFC West, and to make it to the Super Bowl, and to win the Super Bowl. I didn't bet a whole bunch, but I did put down bets. Those odds are going to bump up today. I fully expect that. Now, if, God forbid, something does happen where the Niners do not win next week, it is possible the 49ers will be on the road in the playoffs. And if the 49ers are on the road in the playoffs, we will be at probably 4 out of 5 of the possible city. I ain't going to Philly. I ain't going to Philly. I'm never doing that one again as far as like telling people to go. But If you haven't been to a 49ers road game with us, the 49ers Rush Road Trip, we did 9 trips this year. And if they do go on the road again, we will be there. As long as it's not Philly, we'll be there. And man, if you, this is for next year. And so let's assume we get home field advantage. This is what our trips are like. So 49ers Rush Road Trip, you got to come party with us when the 49ers go on the road.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its 6th year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Oh, I like this. McFadden. He says, Brock Purdy scrambles left, that equals a touchdown. Caleb scrambles left equals dirt ball. Weekday talking heads are going to have a hard time this week calling him a system quarterback. You can't do it. Like, you cannot look at that one. It's not that one play, but that one play is a microcosm. Rolls to his left, steps up, fades back, dips to his right, looks like he's going to scramble. Everybody comes up, throws it straight to Juice. Like, and Collinsworth made fun of himself, which I thought was cool. You know, one of my favorite traits in humans is whatever they could, self-deprecating humor. Hopefully I embrace that sometimes. It's hard to make fun of myself when I'm so great all the time. That is a horrible joke. But like, it was awesome. And Collinsworth was making fun of himself because if that was Patrick Mahomes, then yeah, here's a gut. Like, it was just, it was awesome because that is exactly right. And we know the 49ers fans that watch the 49ers games, we know who Brock is. And the only ones that like are still talking down on Brock Purdy have an agenda, or they have a narrative where they will make more money if they produce this negative content that forces raw human emotion to interact with it, right? We call that clickbait where I come from. Those people will never change because they're not operating on rational, you know, empirical data that you could pay attention to and learn from. They're not going to change. And so those people are going to still continue to say whatever, even though it makes no sense, even though most of those people don't even watch the games. Like, even some of the writers, like, they don't watch the games. They just know, what can I say that will piss the people off and make everybody interact with it? And they'll say something absurd, and they have these takes, and it works. Sadly, our society and the way our brains work triggers on negativity. Big reason why John Chapman will never be famous. I don't ever want to be famous. I have reached the appropriate famousness that I have ever wanted. I don't want any more. And I say this all the time. Like, if I don't get one more subscriber, I'm cool with that. If I could just stay right where we are, like, we are right where I'm, like, the sweet spot. It's good. But if you don't know about Brock Purdy by now, I don't think there's anything really that he could do that would change somebody's opinion. The information to be well-informed and to have educated takes on number 13 have been presented. They're out there. If you're still, system quarterback, I don't know. Nah, bro, you're not going to get it. The boat's already left. So wherever you are on Brock Purdy, just stay there. Just stay there. And allow that to be a litmus test. If you're listening to a show or watching a show or whatever, man, continue to support that if that's what you want to support. But like, if somebody's out there dogging on Purdy at this moment in his career, just know that's a litmus test of somebody that does not understand football at all. Like, at all. I don't care. I'm not a smart man. I may not be a smart man, but I know what good football play is. Number 13 has it. And yeah, there's going to be some Yahoo out there that's going to be saying something stupid. And it's just like, man, allow that jackwagon to have his opinion. Don't get mad at the clown. Get mad at yourself for going to the circus. Stop going to the circus. There are plenty of people out there that have well-informed opinions, that understand what they're seeing, that can articulate, not myself, Texas, that's negative five there. But yeah, come on, man. Brock Purdy, golly, so freaking good. If he could have played this whole season. And, you know, another thing back to Brock Purdy. You look at where he is. Oh, here we go. How many touchdown passes he threw last year, right? Brock Purdy last year was not great. 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He's played 15 games. 15 games. Brock Purdy's played 8 games. Literally half. Dude's already at 20 touchdowns. He's got the same amount of touchdowns halfway through and half as many starts this year. And that don't even count the rushing. What did he have rushing? I'm trying to see here. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. There we go. Last year, he had 5 rushing touchdowns last year. Now he's got 3, so he's a little behind there. Sorry, my throat's not doing great. I got to do the throat spray so I can continue yelling about clickbait and all these other things. But, man, thank you so much, McFadden. You are the freaking man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here we go, Tommy. Thank you for the super chat, brother. Do you remember when Purdy was soft benched for Mac Jones? Yeah, neither do I. Yeah, Tommy. I love Mac Jones. I hated Mac Jones. Like, you go back to that, what was it, 2021 or 2022 draft? What, the Trey Lance draft. I did not want anything to do with Mac Jones, especially after the trade up. Like, I felt like you don't trade up all that stuff for somebody with that skill set. Like, I still don't believe that. If you stay at 12 or wherever the Niners were and you take them, great. That makes sense. But trading those multiple first rounds for, like, you trade that up because you're going for a home run. And I never felt like Mac was a home run. Now, jump forward, I love Mac Jones. Amazing teammate. I think he's the best backup quarterback in the NFL. If I had to rank him off the top of my head, he's probably 16 to 20, right? Quarterbacks in the NFL. That's badass. Considering there's 32 teams in the NFL, that's pretty damn good. But there's always a limit because, one, he doesn't move. He's one of the least mobile quarterbacks out there, and he's not gutsy. And this is a negative that a lot of people attribute to Brock Purdy and how greedy he is and the turnovers and whatever else. But, like, you look at the games where Mac Jones played, he never scored 30 points, right? Like, you put a cap on how explosive it can be. He's not an explosive-level quarterback. Deacon Dunk quarterback, whatever else, smart quarterback. And that was exactly what the Niners needed. And the big reason why you have the opportunity to get the one seed is because of Mac Jones. And I'm forever indebted to him. I ain't trading Mac Jones unless I get a top 50 pick next year. You got him signed for a cheap deal. Hopefully he comes back. Run it back with Mac. He's your number 2. I'm the happiest guy ever. Then he signs for a compensation pick in the future. Awesome. Somebody offers a top 50 pick, that changes my mind. You mean tell me you can get an Alfred Collins for 4 years, as opposed to Mac Jones for 1 year? Go sign another reclamation project. Plus, you got the Canadian Rocket, or Canadian Cannon, I believe, in Curtis Rourke. Like, you develop something there. But, yeah, the people that were upset that Brock came back, and I there were a lot of comments in our channel as well that were just, oh, if you want to go to the Super Bowl, you got to keep 10 in. That's no, the ceiling. Like, do y'all, like, everybody sees it now, right? 10 touchdowns in 2 games. 10 touchdowns in 2 games. Mac had 8 starts and threw 13 touchdowns. Not bad. That ain't bad. That ain't bad. Brock Purdy has 10 touchdowns in 2 games. The ceiling. Yeah, the interception rate is higher with Purdy than it will be with Mac. Mac has a stronger arm. Mac is taller. He has more experience. Still, I think he's started more games than Brock Purdy has. But the ceiling play, that's what you're going for. And, yeah, I'm with you, Tommy. You're the freaking man. You are the man. ESB Step, thanks for the super chat. Can we have that Purdy as a top 5 quarterback convo now? Sure as hell is playing like it. There are not 3 quarterbacks playing better than Brock Purdy right now. There are not. Drake May, Matthew Stafford, Brock Purdy. That's the list. That's the list. There is, how they're playing right now, that's it. There is nobody else that I'm putting in that list. Now, it's a different conversation than, okay, if we're going to start a franchise, if you could have any quarterback to start a franchise, are you taking Brock Purdy third? No. No NFL coach would take him third. Probably wouldn't take him top five either, to be honest with you. But if you're asking, okay, who's top three quarterbacks playing right now? Nobody wants to play the 49ers in the playoffs. Nobody does. There was a, who was it? Bryce Hall. It came across my feed just through happenstance during the game. And he tweeted something to the effect, and I apologize. I don't have it screenshotted, and I'm going to misquote it. But he said something to the effect of, these two teams just making everybody think offense is easy. Like, it's weird right now. It is weird what the 49ers are capable of doing. And Brock Purdy is the actually, he's not the centerpiece. Kyle Shanahan's the centerpiece. Brock Purdy's number two. Christian McCaffrey's number three. Like, and I think we saw tonight, Trent Williams, how important he is. This offense would look different without Brock Purdy. We've seen that. This offense would look completely different without Christian McCaffrey. We've seen that. Trent Williams for sure, too. It looked different, but I mean, you still were able to go out there and do what you did. So Brock Purdy is playing as a top three quarterback right now, 100%. I don't give a damn what anybody says. There is nobody playing better than Brock Purdy. You can put Stafford, you can put Drake May in the arena for now. One of them, probably Matt Stafford, is going to win MVP. I don't think he should. You can't, my opinion, the whole Avengers thing that people use on Brock Purdy. Dude, Matt Stafford's thrown to the best wide receiver core in the NFL. It's not even close. Not even close. Puka, I think, is the best wide receiver in the NFL. Devontae Adams is a Hall of Famer and still got a lot that he's putting out there. Plus, he's got McVay. Plus, he's got a good O-line. Plus. Drake May, he ain't playing the same schedule for sure. He's playing, you know, fourth-place schedule, but damn. Diggs is awesome. Outside of that, I don't know, man. I don't know. ESB, thanks again. Purdy, 13 touchdowns in three games. It is an unreal pace. What, number 13? Number 13, 13 touchdowns. Three games. Why not? Keep it going, baby. Keep it going, baby. Love it. Oh, what's up, sis? I love this. And, oh, I didn't see your comment, but thank you for the super chat. And congratulations to you and Ryan. Two people that I freaking love and adore. And again, I consider you my sis. She helps run all the Rush Road trips. She's been part of us for a long time. Now Ryan's a part of that too. It's a whole crew, the 49ers Rush Road crew. They just got engaged on Christmas. Amazing. Hoping to make more faithfuls, all kinds of greatness and just be together. She says they did it for the newly engaged fiance. Let's freaking go. Bang, bang. It's a celebration, bitches. And I could not be happier for you and Ryan. And y'all deserve the world. And my life is better because I know you guys. And thank you for allowing me to be such a small part in whatever that story is. And just for sharing with us. Nothing but love for you guys. Oh, Shade, my man. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you for the super chat. 2019 all over again. Go buy a Modelo. Shade knows what I drink. He knows I'm a Modelo guy. And I'll say this, like, my favorite play, and probably 49ers history, like, I go back to 1994 and the Super Bowl, like, that was huge, and, you know, all the Jerry Rice touchdowns, that was my guy, incredible, you know, beating the Cowboys, Jerry Rice breaking the all-time touchdown record, modern, past 20 years, my favorite memory, it's the Dre Greenlaw play. At the 1-inch line. Like, that's it. And it was this. It was your first seed or your seventh seed. Little bit different now. And it happened in Seattle. That was the changing of the guard. The Seattle Seahawks dominated the Niners for a decade under Russell Wilson, that little troll. Dre Greenlaw changed that. Dre Greenlaw changed that. And that was when the Shanahan, everything arrived. That was 2019. Literally, like, that memory comes to mind for number one. And here you are again. And I talk about this all the time. You know, I hate the Cowboys the most. That's kind of my origin story. Grew up in Dallas, Fort Worth. Raised, you know, my stepdad I didn't like. Diehard Cowboys fan. and he would kick me out of the living room a lot of times. I couldn't watch football because I wouldn't shut my mouth, and I talked trash against the Cowboys, and I asked him, you know, what team do you hate the most? And he said the 49ers and Jerry Rice. So I asked for a Jerry Rice jersey. That was 1991. Been a diehard fan since. Seahawks are number two. So Cowboys most hated. Seahawks number two. I hate them. This is exactly what I want out of football. I want to play the teams I hate with everything on the line. And Seattle Seahawks are a damn good team. Oh, I mean, shoot. What do they got? 13 wins? Yeah. 13-3. Damn good football team. Oh, I'm so pumped, Shane. Oh, I'm so pumped, Shane. I fucking hate Seattle. Like, again, I am not a journalist. I'm not that. If you've ever thought I was a journalist, I apologize to you. I'm a fan, and I'm loving every damn second of what is happening all the way up until Saturday night. And, man, go take it from them. Take it from them and show them. Brock Purdy is 6-1 against the Seahawks. Seahawks aren't even real. You guys understand that, right? Not even a real animal. Like, oh, it's going to be Seahawk hate week. And some of my closest friends are Seahawks, like fans. That's okay. Bad people can have flaws, or good people can have flaws. Dude, it's going to be F Seattle all week. I hate that damn franchise. I can't wait. 2019 part two. I love it. Phil, my man, Phil, hashtag CC. Big win. Now the Seahawks, then take a week off. That's exactly right. And Phil, remember, we have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout Tuesday, this Tuesday in 2 days at 5 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. local time. Sorry, 5 p.m. Pacific time. So that'd be 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m., 5 to 6. That's our Jerry Rice tier. I'm going to message you so that you don't forget this one. But, man, I am so freaking pumped. Captain Niner, I bring out the Seattle hate. Captain, he lives in Seattle. Not the Seahawks. Rainy City Bitch Pigeons. I love it. That is awesome. You are behind enemy lines there. So I know that you know what's going on. Big Pop, appreciate you, man. We need to defend the Seahawks fans' right to be wrong. That is correct. And we got to make sure they know who they are. And the worst thing, I say this, it's not nice, but I'm not a nice person. If you've ever been to Lumen Field, which is one of my favorite stadiums in the NFL, like it's probably top six for me just because the atmosphere is so great and it's right there on the water of the city. It's pretty cool. But you start looking around the Ring of Honor and then they see Matt Hasselbeck's name and it's like, wait, what? Matt Hasselbeck is in your Ring of Honor? That guy? Like, it just lets you know, like, there are some spoiled franchises, right? 49ers. And then there are teams that put Matt Hasselbeck's name up. And I like Matt Hasselbeck, and I think that he's whatever. But, like, he's no Jeff Garcia, right? Like, maybe he's in that realm. Like, that's it. He ain't got Jeff Garcia's number retired or what. Like, just come on. Understand where you fit in this hierarchical structure. It is at the bottom. It's pretty damn low. But hey, you got your one championship. That's cool. And it was more recent than ours. That's your thing. I totally get that. But yeah, it's not a real competition. Even though they did. They owned us for a decade. Brock Purdy 6-1 against you guys. It's a new era, bitches. It's a new era. 49ers. Faithful. Oh, go do what you got to do. Go do what you got to do. 49er fan for life. Thank you for the super chat. Amazing game for Purdy. Yes, it was. Seahawks, here we come. Brock Purdy, man. Talk about a roller coaster. You go from, I mean, there's not been one normal year for Brock Purdy. Not one. I was at the Miami game where Jimmy gets carted off. He steps in against Brian Flores. Unbelievable. Goes 5-0 down the stretch. Almost wins rookie of the year despite playing five games. Unbelievable playoff run, then the elbow torn in the NFC Championship. Then the next offseason is, dude, is he even going to be able to play? The post-surgery, what happens, how much time, blah, 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 blah. Comes out, plays incredible. 2023, one of the greatest 49ers regular seasons of all time, make it to the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy freaking walk on the field three times in the fourth quarter and overtime, trailing walked off tight or with the lead, like unbelievable. He did everything he could to win the Super Bowl. And then 2024 was bad. And then this year, you know, he's lived through everything. Beat the Seahawks on the road week one, gets injured, misses time, tries to play through it, not good, misses all those games, comes back, struggled. Now he's the best quarterback. He's playing better football than any quarterback in the NFL, period. I said top three earlier. I'm going to take it a step further. He's playing better than anybody else, any quarterback in the NFL. Argue with the wall. There's nobody playing better than he is. Joel. Yeah, here we go. We won the toss and we're going to go score. Yeah, they put that guy in the Ring of Honor after they did not do that. They're not a real, I don't know. Hasselbeck is more of a Jim Everett category. Right. Yeah. Like Chris Everett. Like he fits into that category. Bet you won't call me Chris again. I bet you I will. We still got 5 minutes left in this interview. I bet you I will. A couple people are on here. I love it. Seahawks always forget that 5 Super Bowls and 3 Super Bowl appearances compare to just 4 appearances and 1 win choked away. Yeah, big difference. Just big difference. I love it, man. I love it. And so as we sit here and we look at just the kind of culmination of today, the 49ers win 42-38. They're 12-4. This is a team that won 6 games last year. You doubled it. You also doubled your injuries. But things are just cooking. And things are clicking and everything's going right. Defense, it's an albatross. But guess what? You win 2 out of 3 phases of the game, you're going to win a lot of games. You win offense, you win special teams, you're going to win some games. You go 5 for 5 in the red zone, you're going to win a lot of games. How many first downs did they have? It might be the most. 32 is a lot. I've seen a couple more. It's probably the most first downs we've had this year. 496. Have we had more offensive yards this year? 496. No, that's the most. We had 440 last week against the Colts. You had 407 against the Rams. You had 384 against the Seahawks. 430 against the Titans. Yeah, most yards this season. So 440. So yeah, so that's there. Man, incredible. Back-to-back 440s, is that right? No way. Oh, no, 496. I was looking at the wrong one. Sorry, 496. You're 4 yards shy of 500 yards. Dude, everything is just freaking clicking. Colin, my man. Yes, finally I could get a Zoom hangout with the EMG new Longhorn shirt on. There we go, baby. Let's go Longhorns. They be playing too. They're playing Wednesday. Got to beat the fighting. Actually, I don't want to use any verbiage when talking about the Michigan Wolverines. That is... that's dangerous territory. they're fighting against themselves and their own whatever ethical behavior or lack thereof. But Colin, yeah, I can't wait to see you. So again, Tuesday we've got our Zoom hangout meeting. Come hang out with us. I am so freaking pumped. Wherever you are as a 49ers fan, understand this. You are right where you want to be. This is why we're fans. This is why you live through drafting to the top 5 over and over again, and the Dennis Erickson years, and the Chip Kelly year, and the Jim Tom Sula, all that stuff. For this, is this the best 49ers team that we have had in the pet, you know, since Shanahan showed up? No, I would argue it's not even top 3. I take 2019, I take 2023 over this team. Really would. Probably take 2022 over this team too. But it doesn't matter because you don't have to play those teams. You get to play all the 2025 NFL teams, and they're all seriously flawed as well. Defense is a mess, but this offense gives the 49ers a chance to win any game. I don't give a damn who you're playing against. With this offense, you can beat anybody. Everything is on the table. First round, you know, first number one overall seed, bye week, home field advantage throughout the playoffs, plus the Super Bowl's there. There is not a team that if they lined up on the other side against the 49ers right now should be favored. Not one. I don't give a damn who. Denver Broncos, AFC, Derek May, Drake May. I don't care. There's not a team that will be favored against the 49ers the rest of the way. There isn't one. Now you lose this and you got to go play on the road. That's different. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Everything that you want as a fan, it's right there. Enjoy this. Talk shit tomorrow at work. Oh, text everybody you know. Let everybody know. We coming. That's right, Big Papa. On to the 32nd pick. That's what I want. Monkey, how hilarious is it that the Rams are out of contention of winning the NFC West? I love it. Poverty-ass franchise, same old sorry-ass Rams. Are you kidding me? You are lucky to be invited. You are lucky to be invited. They're pretty good. I'm just joking. but yeah, let's go, man. I love it. Ah, you are the best. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Go watch some highlights. Have fun. Send that angry tweet. Text that thing. Talk your trash. Back it up. Ah, it's fun to be a fan sometimes. You guys are the absolute best. Very thankful for allowing me to have time to spend with you guys. It means the world to me. I love this. 1,500 episodes and 80 down. Have to say thank you to our executive producers, Dorian Campbell, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Gill. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.